Hey there, welcome to episode 12 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. I'm just probably a mile, 2 miles short of cresting over 500 miles for the year. It's going to be probably low 60s today. Sun is out. It's just awesome. Feels really good to be out. Last Saturday was when I kind of started these more distance hikes each day. So I did a minimum of 10 miles a day, and this is 80, so I made a lot of progress toward eating up the deficit, but also a lot of mental progress while I've been out on those hikes, just really gaining a lot of perspective, and it's been pretty awesome. So anyway, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot is, just got done climbing up a big hill, but I've been thinking a lot about kind of people and the way that we tend to judge them, and how a lot of the times we blend together a lot of observations that we make, but we also mix in there kind of some of the challenges that we have with ourselves, which we see very clearly in other people, and it kind of blurs the picture. And anyway, just to kind of provide a little bit of context to that, we just got done doing quarterly reviews at Mindscape. We just implemented a new process. And what we do is we have each team member kind of review themselves based on our company values. And we try to have as many objective measures in there for each of the values as we can. For instance, our company values are, number one, commitment to results. Number two, building strong personal relationships. Do what you say you're going to do. And enjoyment. So those are the four things that really drive everything and help lay out the qualities. If those are things that people place high regard in, then they're a potential Mindscaper and they're somebody that could fit in. But it really drives a lot of the culture. And since we've shifted to this, and after going through literally 14 hours of reviews with team members over a 2-week period of time, I learned a lot. I learned how, number one, to take someone's personality and look at that separately from how you evaluate them on the expectations or the job that they're supposed to do. So essentially the quality of work that's produced. And that may sound like a no-brainer, right? But it's really interesting how you can pull in those just feelings and emotions about a certain behavior, typically a behavior that you exhibit that drives you crazy about yourself, but you notice that somebody else does it, and that tends to just cause blurriness. But really, really interesting. And that got me thinking too, just about the different, you know, distinctions or differences between human beings. You know, we've got people that are a little more introverted than others. We have people that are extroverted and they love to be the center of attention. And then we've got, you know, people who are really private. And then we've got people who are oversharers. We have some people that are really motivated and goal focused, and other people who just like to kind of be told what to do. And as you start to think about all of those differences that exist within people, it's really easy to fall into the trap of trying to judge people or make decisions on just different things when you're evaluating people. If you fall in that trap of wanting them to be and act or and behave exactly like you would. And, you know, it's the differences are what make the world more fascinating. They're also the things that get us the most frustrated, because it adds a little level of unpredictability to the equation when you first meet somebody and you don't know how they're going to behave or react because you're not aware of those different distinctions. You know, are they introverted? Are they extroverted? Are they really private? You know, if they're private, you might misread a situation or a feeling only because they keep things close to the vest and they don't want to share. So just really, that stuff is fascinating to me. And I think as I get out here on the trail and have more time to think about that, I actually kind of call bullshit on myself because I find myself judging people based on exactly that. And it's, you know, going through that process of that review, the evaluation process, I don't know what it was, but when it clicked, it actually got me looking at those different distinctions in behavior of each of the individuals. And I actually, you know, the little quirks, just all those little things, I found I actually liked those, and I liked the uniqueness that it brought to the individual, and it gave me a clearer map of their meaning making, a clearer map of, you know, what things were interesting to them or what their aspirations were. Just a fantastic experience, and frankly, I you know, I think I would be silly not to take what I learned in that process and start to apply it to, you know, more of my interactions and more of the things that the experiences that I go through in life. So yeah, I think as we observe, and I always consider myself to be a people watcher, but as I observe people, I want to try to gain an understanding of them and try to, you know, look at those main distinctions to kind of at least figure out who they are as a human being, so maybe I can do a little less misreading and a little less, you know, jumping to snap judgments on somebody and just get to know them and get to understand them and then get to appreciate them for their differences between myself and them and actually embrace those, because it'll give me
total distance 7 miles, total time 2 hours 13 minutes and 30 seconds, split pace 20 minutes 28 seconds per mile.
Anyway, it'll give me a lot clearer understanding and a broader perspective on life, because the more the various perspectives at which we can view situations and view life, I think it just gives us more texture and more of a feeling and more of an appreciation for what it is that we're experiencing. So anyway, I'm going to turn this thing off and get out, continue my walk. I guess I have 3 miles left based on what that said. Crest over 500 and enjoy the beauty along the way as I'm doing it. I hope you're all having a great weekend, and I will talk to you soon.